Five Irish Scouts are among the hundreds of people who've been treated for heat-related illnesses at the World Scout Jamboree in South Korea. Temperatures are reported to have hit 36 degrees Celsius in the southwestern Buan area amid a heatwave warning. In total, some 43,000 people are attending the Jamboree. Jill Pitcher-Farrell is Chief Scout of Scouting Ireland. She's been talking to us from South Korea, and we started by asking her how many Scouts have travelled from Ireland to Korea for the event.
At the World Scout Jamboree this year, we've 222 individuals from Scouting Ireland. We've 144 young people aged between 14 and 17 and 78 adults.
And what are you doing over there?
So the World Scout Jamboree happens every 4 years, and it's a gathering of Scouts from all around the world. So literally from Europe, Asia, South America, North America, Africa, the whole lot, basically. And we're here for 10 days on the Jamboree site itself, and we're doing a number of different activities. So there's a huge focus on the intercultural element. With the 40,000 Scouts being here, the Irish Scouts have had dinner swaps with Italians, Canadians, Australians. They're organising rugby tournaments. They're teaching different people Irish dancing. They're learning about the culture themselves. That's alongside the day programme, which includes water activities, activities around the Sustainable Development Goals, day trips out to different places to experience the Korean culture. And alongside these 10 days on the Jamboree, the Irish participants also had 3 days in Seoul before arriving to the Jamboree site, which was a fantastic experience. And we'll be travelling to John Buck, a local city afterwards for our post-camp for a bit of rest and recuperation before we head home.
Tell us about conditions over there. It's very hot.
Yeah, so currently Korea is experiencing a heat wave, and it is unprecedentedly hot. But the Irish contingent was prepared for this, and because it's such different conditions to our own, we were prepared for the hot conditions. And the last two World Scout Jamborees have been in places that were much hotter than ourselves as well. In 2015, we were in Japan, and in 2019, we were in West Virginia. So a lot of our adults were kind of ready for these conditions in the sense that we knew what being on a hot jamboree would be like. So the main thing is we've a huge focus on rehydrating, getting into the shade, wearing hats, wearing sunscreen, all of that. And that's a big focus, particularly for our scouters and our adults, to keep reminding the young people to be doing that. The conditions are hot and it is somewhat challenging, but it's not something we were unprepared for.
But five of your troop have had to be treated for heat-related illnesses. Can you tell us about that?
So that's correct. So we've had three adults and two young people who have received medical service or have had to attend the medical tents on site and be treated for heat-related illnesses. However, this, as I said, it wasn't unexpected with 222 participants here and the heat that we're experiencing. This wasn't entirely unexpected to have that number in the medical tent. Everyone else, though, is just taking shade on site, basically, and taking rest during the sunny hours of the day, remaining in the cooler areas. As well as that, there's just been a huge amount of air-conditioned buses brought on site, which are allowing for more areas for rest and recuperation, as it is slightly hotter than even the Koreans expected it to be.
How old were the young people who had to be treated?
So they would be between the ages of 14 to 17.
And when you say heat-related illnesses, what happened to them?
It's primarily dehydration because there's no lack of water, but there's a huge amount of walking and physical activity involved in being on the Jamboree site. So as a result, there's a lot of, you know, sweating, basically.
Yes.
And as a result, you know, some of the young people have become dehydrated. But it's really important that, you know, that our scouters like look out for that, and they do bring them to the medical tent as soon as possible. And part of that is the medical tent is an air-conditioned building, so it just allows them to cool down better than if they remain outside in the tents and in the shaded areas. Important to get them into the air.
Because people who've been, for example, to continental Europe this summer will know about trying to cope with a heat wave, but most of those people will have been in air-conditioned buildings. You're staying in tents outdoors where I would imagine, well, it's warm all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's warm quite a lot of the time. It does cool down at night, so it is like it's possible to sleep and all. That's fine. And there is, like, we have a lot of shade. So a lot of the walking areas are covered with shade tunnels. And then we have some, like, kind of tents that don't have sides on them. So it allows the breeze to go through them, but it's still a shaded area. And as I mentioned, there's some air conditioned buildings. There's some offsite program, which involves going offsite to air conditioned buildings. And then there's the air conditioned buses. So there is areas now which you can get out, like, basically get out of the heat and get out of the sun as needed.
What's it like doing Irish dancing and hurling in a Korean heat wave?
It's actually been really good fun. So a lot of the Irish dancing has been taking place at night, so when the temperature has dropped a bit, we haven't really had any issues with that. And the hurling is kind of more, it's not full blown hurling, it's more hopping the ball up and down, or hopping the slitter up and down.
That's Jill Pitcher-Farrell, Chief Scout of Scouting Ireland in South Korea.